Can our enemies really get any angrier? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, Democrats are releasing an intelligence report on the CIA's torture of terrorism suspects in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. How bad is it?
Some people were being tortured to death.
Plenty bad, according to Chris Anders of the ACLU.
I've talked to some very tough former military people who are staffers in Congress who have read this report and have told me that literally no human being could read through this report and not be upset by what they read.
And to top it all off, the report argues that for all that torture, the CIA basically learned nothing they couldn't have learned in other ways. CIA supporters vigorously deny that. They say they learned plenty, enough to stop terror attacks and to find Osama bin Laden. But at the same time, the CIA says it hasn't used those techniques since 2006 and sees no need to go back to them. So the question of how useful it is remains up in the air. The weird part, though, about this is hearing reporters talk about the repercussions and all these warnings.
From the CIA, from Republicans, from some in the administration who argue that releasing this report will make Americans less safe, will anger our enemies.
Even Democrat Adam Schiff, who supports the release, agrees there are risks.
Risks to allied nations that are working with us. And there are going to be risks to Americans that are held hostage now or may be held hostage in the future, that they may be treated with the same waterboarding that will be revealed in this report.
But aren't these the terrorists that are already beheading people? They strike me as being way beyond waterboardings. But whatever happens abroad, I think the CIA might actually get some sympathy, here at home anyway, in light of some of the stories coming out about local police departments. The CIA may have used excessive force, but it was, after all, trying to stop terrorism, not people selling tax-free cigarettes or shoplifting cigars or carrying a toy gun.